Cause it don't matter to me.
I just realised that Great British Beef Week officially starts on the 23rd of April. Millie Wastey has actually just sent us some information with respect to beefing it up with the farming charity. Of course, a team of cyclists are beefing up in preparation for a gruelling 300-mile cycle ride to mark the start of British Beef Week, or even Great British Beef Week. Oh, sounds quite interesting. Anyway, now, Jessica, William Sitwell has provided us with his usual insightful stuff there. Farmers on Film, of course, is as legendarily connected with the next co-presenter and guest as indeed Waitrose Food is created with William Sitwell. Mm. That will be the fantastic Sarah Gayton. Sarah, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Lincolnshire. How are you?
Oh, I see. Ooh, that's
somebody
the,
is a
exactly.
Yeah.
Energy is sorted through. And of course, the thing with Sarah Gayton is it could even be 7 a.m. in the morning and she still have that drive and energy. It's phenomenal.
It's impressive.
Really, really wonderful. So, Jessica's with us. Jessica goes from New Zealand originally, now the Isle of Man. Lots of connections there that we can manifest.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and all sorts of things. You may be heading to, I can't mention it's the A word, so you know, I think you should go to New Zealand because obviously we know. Yes, I know. I know. But Farmers on Film continues to grow from strength to strength with the support of people up and down the country, not least of which, of course, is the Midweek Drive Morning Edition on Siren FM and indeed Southside Broadcasting. What sort of things do you want to share with us today, Sarah Gayton?
Oh, Alex, I tell you what, since Christmas, everything has been ramped up a gear. We had a tweet from Lord Chris Holmes, the absolutely inspirational Paralympic athlete and the gentleman that headed up the whole integration for the Olympics and Paralympics for disability. And he tweeted out about our Farm Film Festival, because I tweeted him a little video of what we've done for the festival last year, and he said, great films, great event and great legacy. Now, this gentleman, I saw him speak in 2011, and he totally inspired me at Staffordshire. He talked about his disability, he talked about that real grit and determination that he wanted to win and be the best at what he did with swimming. And you know what? He says you have to dig deep. And you know what? I thought, oh, that's what farmers do every day. So that's what I had to do. Dig deep and not give up on this concept. And the fact is now, I spoke with him on the phone as well, and he does remember that day. He does remember how brilliant and nice Staffordshire was, to be honest. And that was sort of taking me back. He said he remembers it. And that endorsement from somebody that was on that whole Olympic level, at the highest level, to say that he thinks this concept is brilliant. Alex, I haven't stopped smiling since. The whole thing since Christmas, I can't stop smiling. Suddenly, we have somebody that is just a brilliant bloke and said, look, this is brilliant. He's backing us. The students, well, not the students now, the graduates from Staffordshire University, they haven't left me. They basically filmed at the film festival last year. And they did interviews. They did interviews with Gareth, Wyn Jones. They did interviews with the NFU, Rob Harrison, with our Staffordshire NFU coordinator, Jeremy Lowe. They did the filmmaker from Scotland, who did an amazing film about travel, about this crofter in Scotland. They filmed all these different people, and those interviews just started to go out online for the past few days. This is in preparation. And I will come to New Zealand because I really, really, really would like to go to an inspirational lady from New Zealand.
Of course, if you're going to Australia, you have to go and visit New Zealand as well.
Oh, definitely. Well, we're going. It's the International Rural Women's Conference. It's the fifth one, and it's an event that absolutely brings ladies together internationally into one place and saying, look, our voices do count in this industry. Our voices do count in the rural areas, and our passion and our pride for our produce and how we want people to eat properly from local, well, and international, because we do import and export and everything like that. Mm. But this is a voice that is going to be so strong in Australia. We've got people tweeting the little films out already, people getting excited, this build-up. It's 60 days now till it actually happens. And you know what? I am genuinely excited about the whole thing.
That's really good. It sounds like you're having a very exciting 2015 already.
I'll tell you what, it just gets better and better and better. it's just too exciting. And the trouble is, I haven't felt this excited for the past 3 years, really, over another issue I've been dealing about. But suddenly, people now are actually listening up to the legacy of the Olympics. It's taken over 2.5 years from the Olympics to finish to what we're doing now. But to be honest, if you're looking at changing a nation and how they view food and how they engage with food and how they, because everybody wants to know where their food comes from now. Everybody does. Everybody's interested to see, you know, like, where's it coming from and visit those places. Mm. Suddenly, this little concept and the people, the fact that they stood up last year and they were interviewed, they said how they were cooperating on social media through Twitter, through Facebook and things like that, and through film. And suddenly, you know, I think we can do this. I really think we can do it. And I think we can encourage everybody to just get the cameras out, get the film crew out, whatever, and start filming these stories, because they're absolutely inspirational. What I found is, and again, this is where the knowledge and the expertise of some of the farmers, if they don't understand the social media, A, they can sort of learn. But what happens if people really, truly, honestly love your product, love your story, love your whole environment that you live in and want to visit it, they'll start telling your story for them. So, you know, people haven't got to be scared about this social media. They haven't got to be scared that they don't know much. Most of them have got young farmers that will understand it anyway. But the sort of social crowd out there will tell your story for you. And that's what's happening. We had a brilliant, absolutely brilliant tweet come in today from Australia, from, I think it's Maria, I can't pronounce the name because it's on my phone, so I can't see it. But she said, absolutely love your little interviews. We need to do this in Australia. So I know people are filming in Australia, but I want more people to film. I want more people to know where their food comes from. This is the UN year, right? 2015 is the year for action. It's the year to dust off those dusty policies, to put all these theories, the reports and everything about whatever, and just get filming, telling the true, honest story of the farmer, the food, and how we want to eat it.
So how can somebody like Jessica, who's a fantastic Level 1 journalism student, how can she actually also help with respect to maybe her smartphone, maybe her video? Is there other ways in which, in the Isle of Man, perhaps she could spread the word,
listen,
Jessica?
Listen, I bet you on the Isle of Man, there's some absolutely stunning farmers, yes, Jessica?
Are there some stunning farmers on the Isle of Man, Jessica?
I would say yes. Mm-hmm. They actually do take farming very seriously over there.
I've got a challenge for you, Jessica. Huge challenge. I would love for you to know the people that you know on the Isle of Man to just say, right, I need a film to play out at this conference in Australia. I will take it. If they've got something that they want me to play, I will take it with me and play it there, because I know all farmers are characters, and I bet there are even more characters than characters on my little island. You know what island communities are like. So listen, are you going to do that? And then I think what you could do is, through your journalism, is I will give you all everything that we've done up till now, from the very first films we started to play with to the professional films that this is turning into. And I think, again, I think you should go and challenge the world to what we're doing. Go and wake the world up from a journalistic point of view, because there's only so much we can do, and I think your ability to do that would be absolutely fantastic. And we've got a huge journey, and it's going to be brilliant.
The challenge has been laid down, Jessica. It's been laid down a couple of other times previously. Folk haven't come along with the University of Stafford job.
No, it's terrible.
Exactly. Okay. So are you going to keep the flag flying from your New Zealand perspective in the Isle of Man? Will
of
you
course,
go with this?
I will not let you down, and I will not let Lincoln University down either.
There you are, you see. Jessica Ward has accepted the challenge, and it's just gone wrong on the whole thing.
I'm going to tweet Lord Owens with this. Are you on Twitter, Jessica?
Unfortunately, I'm not. I do need to start one. I do need
this
to
is
start
your next,
an account.
This is your next challenge, right? You fight at the end of today, and you've got to work quick, girl. If you're in journalism, I think you should get that Twitter presence. And once you're on, follow me, and I'll tweet Lord Owens that you're going to do this challenge. It's going to be brilliant fun.
Of course.
And I will duly forward all the stuff you forward to me later on today, Sarah, to Jessica, so she can actually sort of say, whoa, that's a lot. But anyway, it'll all sort of happen in all sorts of ways. Next week, of course, on Thursday's Midweek Drive Morning Edition, we will be featuring Lincolnshire Agriculture Society once again. It'll be a Lincolnshire Agriculture Society show special with two fine folk, Amelia and Sally, from the Lincolnshire Agriculture Society, talking about exciting things that are coming up as far as that event is concerned, plus, of course, the Lincolnshire show looking ahead later on in the year as well. Sarah, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the show today?
Absolutely stunning.
So, and I think you're back with us next week to talk about that other thing we were going to talk about today, but we thought we'd just with too much good stuff, we'll hold fire on the visually impaired roundabout system you've been working on in Stoke.
Absolutely. That is next week. People will be inspired to see how you can use film to absolutely raise a public health issue and get global feedback over a 10-day period after Christmas when everybody's sitting at home twiddling thumbs wondering what to do. It is absolutely phenomenal what's happened over the past year. This is why I'm so happy. We've suddenly got total support for our farmers on film, but also with the blind disability issue, we've suddenly given other blind people are starting to come forward and speak up, and people in wheelchairs, and people with other disabilities. So suddenly, Alex, after 3 years of absolute, complete and utter headache with absolutely everything, don't get me wrong, I have enjoyed it because we've had some real good fun, suddenly this massive weight is off my shoulders and we can start talking sense to people, inspire people, get the most exciting things happening. And I know we can do that. That is the Olympic legacy. That is the Paralympic legacy.
It's quite clear. We've just been waiting for Jessica Ward to join the team. There we are, sorted through. JW on the case. All right, that's it. We'll be back next week. Jessica will be back next week. You're heading off, Jessica, I think, to do a...
Shorthand lesson.
Fantastic, yes. Brilliant. We'll have a little reprise now of Cameron Tilbury's tune last night from Jolea Tilbury. And it fits in so nicely with respect to... the recent piece there, Jessica, because you have promised to actually connect with us, and that's what Jolea is talking about. I promise. Mm-hmm. Yay. Happy trail, Sarah.
Thank you very, very much, Lincolnshire. Love the lot of you.
Whenever conferring with another, either face-to-face or across the miles, whether a human being, departed spirit, or sentient tree, always speak to the highest within them. Makes such a difference. Amen. The universe. Yeah, as if some trees weren't sentient. Glad you caught that.
So there we are, very quick excerpt from the John Wenham Events Diary at the Broadbent Theatre, Wickenby, between Thursday 29th of January and Saturday 31st of January at 7:30pm, with a Saturday matinee at 3pm, Robinson Crusoe and the Pirates. Action-packed, original and funny, this Pirates pantomime is a treat for all the family, a real pearl of a panto in Alan P. Frayn's Robinson Crusoe and the Pirates, packed full of swashbuckling action. As you'd expect, it's Robinson Crusoe and the Pirates, pantomime from Thursday 29th of January through to Saturday 31st of January. Tickets are £8.50, concession £7, family tickets available for £28. Inquiries 01673 88 5500. That's 01673 88 5500. Thanks to Maria McCarthy from the Guild of Motoring Writers, Richard Fitzwilliams, film critic extraordinaire Ian Lennox from his writing and production work in Tyneside, Justin Harper from LV, Professor Sebastian Johnston from the Institute, University of London, Imperial College. Thanks to William Sitwell and Sarah Gayton, and of course Emma Tinson and Jessica Ward. Thank you for actually being with us. This is Siren 107.3 FM's Midweek Drive Morning Edition signing out. Great stuff coming up on Siren, including Nita Rosen with Motor City Resonation at 12, No Adults Allowed at 3, and of course Drive at 5. Happy trails, keep on keeping on, and have a splendid day.